Verse 31. And he taught Adam the names of all things. Then he placed them before the angels and said, Tell me the names of these if you are right. The first place that the name of this representative appears in the Quran is this verse, and the word Adam enters the arena. Adam might be an Arabic word, and if so, it may have originated from Adim al-Arz, meaning the earth's topsoil, or from the origin Udama, meaning tawny, reddish-brown, that is, a creature who is made from earth, or that the creature is like wheat, his skin is that colour. But it is probable that the word Adam is not an Arabic word at all, rather a term rooted in the Semitic and Aramaic languages. However, it is indeed interesting that the first encounter with Adam in this chapter of the glorious Quran is in a scholarly context. Adam is learning. He is the student and God is the teacher. It says that God taught Adam. What did he teach? The names. The word asma is plural of ism, meaning name. But what are these names that he taught Adam? What is meant by asma is the reality of existence and creation, and God taught Adam the reality of existence and creation in its entirety. Kullaha means that he taught Adam all the realities of existence. It becomes apparent that whenever prophets of God, and Adam is one of them, are prepared for entering the arena of action in regard to their divine responsibilities, they must be tutored. They must know the realities of the creation, and sometimes this realm of education has been interpreted as being that of the Mi'raj. Then God presented to the angels what he had taught to Adam and asked them to speak out about these realities. Tell me the names of these realities if your statement was true. Maybe you think that there is no need for the existence of this creature, this representative. The angels replied in the following manner.